This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into hour number three, tons of news, special reports, and more breaking news on the Sandy Hook false flag. Man, that's an obvious false flag, an orgy of evidence. Let's talk to a wild man in Texas. You're on the air. What do you think of Lord Holder?
Oh, my God. Love you, Alec, as a fellow Jesus follower.
Love you too, brother.
Yeah, I'm here in Amarillo, so Amarillo by morning works for me. I'll get to Janet Reno's long-lost brother here in a second. As far as the stock market, I'm close to retirement, so I kind of watch all that stuff, my 401k and all that. And I've been working since I was 7 years old. I started shining shoes here in Amarillo on Polk Street when I was seven. So
you'll be looking for eight when they pull that gate?
Yeah, you bet. That's how I got it, riding bulls, you know. And but anyway, with them doing the stock market, you had a person on your show here a couple of weeks ago. I believe his name was Harry Dent, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I want to get him back on.
Yeah, and I was he really got me doing some research and stuff. Of course, I got somebody kind of handling my stuff, because I'm not real up on this stock market stuff.
When the baby boomers retire, that shows a downward trend in the global economy.
Right. And, I mean, I'm tired of them raping and pillaging my hard-earned money, just like all the rest of us God-fearing men and women, and using it on stuff like arming them boneheads over there, the ISIS or whatever you want to call them.
Boy, boneheads is right. But boneheads, it's just amazing. They like, won't let kids go to school and like, don't want them to learn how to read and write. It's as bad as Common Core.
Yeah. I mean, and they think we're, like you say all the time, they think we're stupid and we don't know what's going on. My God, man, it's time for us to blue-blooded Americans to stand up shoulder to shoulder and say, okay, it's enough, enough. I think that's what's going on with old Janet Reno's long-lost brother Holder, is he's bailing out because I think the regime is coming down slowly but surely.
It is. They've had the most resignations of any administration ever, except for Nixon. I was reading that today. There's only two people left in the administration that were there originally. What is it? Agriculture and transportation, I think. I'm going from memory. But let's not actually be too mean to Janet Reno. You know, her son is on MSNBC. Did you know that?
No, I did not. I don't watch that trash.
You know, Janet Reno's son goes by Rachel Maddow.
Really? I did not know that.
And 2 + 2 = 5 as well. And our, you know, Obama's not arming Al Qaeda either. And the Easter Bunny's real.
Yeah. Well, I got news for him. You know, I acquired this name, Wild Man, up in Colorado, because I moved up there to go to high school. And I guarantee you, Coloradans don't like Texans, and I know why. But that's a whole other point.
Oh, really? You know, my nickname was Wild Man, amongst others.
Really?
Yeah, so how did you. Are you saying Coloradans don't like Texans?
No, they do not like us. And I acquired it up there back in high school in 1974. And when I started riding bulls and stuff, and I mean, they don't like us Texans because Texans, oil owners, people like that, own most of the land up there. So they can't go hunt. And that ticks them off because it's all leased land, you know.
Well, it is true that almost every rich Texan I know owns a spread in Colorado.
Right.
And why not? Because Colorado's beautiful.
Yeah, and I told them, you know, of course, me, I got in a lot of fights because of this. I told them, well, you know, the southern part of Colorado used to be Texas when we was our own country, so we can just take it back. You guys don't have to worry about splitting.
That's right. Hey, that's right. I'm for invading Colorado. I think Texas ought to start invading surrounding states. I mean, hey, Oklahoma used to be part of Texas, so you're not. I'm saying we're taking it over, and next Colorado, it could be our own new country. We'll call it Texicana or something, and we can have like a boss hog dictator.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamp, cool and slow, with money and precision. The backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly and brilliant. Others give me a roof of the Western dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
One last breath before we move. Better raise your ears. The sound of hooves knock at your door. Lock up your wife and children. It's time to wield the blade. Horsemen are drawing nearer. Let us see they rise. Can they come to take your life? Four horsemen run by Dave Mustaine. So choose your fate.
get some news on your phone calls ahead of our whistleblower guest. Liberia, dead Ebola patients resurrect. This is a real news story out of all Africa. Two Ebola patients who died of the virus in separate communities in Nimbia County have reportedly resurrected in the county. That means they just buried somebody that wasn't dead yet. The victims, both females believed to be in their 60s and 40s, respectively, died of the Ebola virus recently in Hope Village community. I mean, here's another one out of the New York Times. In Liberia, home deaths spread circle of Ebola contagion. And they're talking about Liberia and Sierra Leone completely collapsing now. They're going from saying it may happen to it'll probably happen. Sierra Leone cordons off three areas to control Ebola. The lockdowns have happened. A nice microcosm of what'll happen here if mousepox or something gets out. U.S. hospitals unprepared to handle Ebola waste. Reuters. Yeah, and why are they bringing in, like, it's more than 10 people that have Ebola to the U.S. and South Dakota and Florida and Georgia. I mean, you never did it before. Why are you doing it? Sierra Leone's quarantines 1 million ahead of UN Ebola talks. I mean, these are just wild headlines. Ebola virus outbreak. Just two doctors available to treat 85,000 people in Liberia's county. In one county, FDA warns three companies against marketing their products as Ebola treatments or cures. That's out of the Washington Post. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration sent letters to three companies this week warning them against marketing their products as possible treatments or cures for Ebola. The letters posted online Wednesday document multiple claims from the companies or their paid representatives that essential oils and other natural remedies can help prevent you contracting the Ebola virus, and at least one instance effectively kills the Ebola virus. There are currently no approved treatments, cures, or vaccines. You know, my view on this is, they don't want them saying colloidal silver, stuff like that. I don't think you can say anything cures something, except vitamin C. I mean, if you don't have vitamin C, you will get scurvy. And it's known fact, like if a fish doesn't have water, it dies. Or if you don't have oxygen, a human dies. But according to the FDA, you're only supposed to say that if you're a medical doctor. You can't say oxygen is needed or the sun is needed. The UN voted 5 years ago to say the sun doesn't affect climate. I mean, this is like saying 2 + 2 equals whatever Obama says. But I don't think you can say colloidal silver cures things, but it certainly is an antibiotic. Certainly it's an old remedy they've been using forever. I know I personally am getting my vitamin C up, my exercise up, my sunshine up, trying to be in a good mood, because I've gone and looked at the numbers. We need to be in a good mood. We need to also be focused about fixing problems. That's what the brain wants, is to be proactive, involved, cheerful, but also facing the facts. And what I'm doing is I am taking essential oils. I am eating garlic. I am trying to get my immune system boosted, but not because of Ebola. That's part of it, a very small part. I don't think that's going to be a big deal here, I hope. Horrible for Africa. Top virologist saying 5 million could die. What is all these superbugs and superbacteria that are killing so many people. That's why I'm trying to get healthy. That's why I'm getting really serious about getting my sleep and all the rest of it, because no good to the world if we're dead, folks. And I think this winter, you're already seeing this mystery illness that's connected to vaccines, and there's only vaccinated kids are getting it as they go to school, hurting people, killing people. Here's what I'm doing personally. I'm drinking purified water. I'm taking high-quality vitamins and minerals. I'm getting more exercise, more sunshine, more sleep, trying to be in a good mood. And I'm not taking any of these government drugs. And that's why they're going after companies out there, is they only want Bill Gates and Monsanto to come out with that Ebola vaccine. They don't, which most vaccines say on the insert, they can't prove it even will protect you from MMR or whatever the case is. So they can't even really say. But they'll advertise the Ebola vaccine like it's a cure to everything. I mean, it's like Rogaine that guys put on their heads so their hair doesn't fall out. For I've talked to guys, they say, yeah, it makes little hair grow. But they could actually say proven to regrow hair, you know, in certain, I think it's 25% of the time or something. I don't know. I read about it a while back because my hair's falling out. I'm kind of like, what's the point? I just kind of want to get it there, though. You know, if it's going to fall out, let's just get it there. Then maybe I should, you know what? I think I'll lose another 20, 30 pounds. I may just shave it. The Mr. Clean look. I'm kind of jealous of folks that, you know, can sport the Chrome Dome. Jakari pulls it off. The thing is, you got to be in shape. You got to be, you can't have extra fat if you shave your head. So if I get there, I think I'm going to shave this sucker. In the new look, I'll grow a goatee and act tough. I'll grab one. I'm joking. Won't do that. What do they call the little flavor savers? Grow one of those. It's like a Hitler
mustache. Soul patch or a Van Dyke?
Yeah, yeah. A soul patch Van Dyke. Little thing under it. I'm joking. I'm not going to get one of those. Hey, I'm not knocking the facial hair craze. I can grow a Santa Claus beard. But I just don't like to mess with it. I mean, if I lived in the Arctic or something, when I was about 20, I grew a beard for about 2 weeks. It was brown, brown red, and it was like that long, and it itched. And I don't like it, to be honest. Look how much hair I got on my arms, folks. I mean, you think I can grow a beard? Oh, yeah, big time. But the guys that have the beards, they like sport it like, you're not a man because you don't have this beard. They think the movie 300 is what brought beards in. I really think so. And it's like, no, I don't have beard envy. In fact, I feel sorry for you. This is not a morning show. I'm sorry. I'm kind of in a babbly mood today. Ryan in Oklahoma, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, I might need some of your help articulating this because it's a fun story, but it kind of has.
Go ahead, Ryan. Man. It's really weird because this guy called in yesterday, but it was the end of the show, so I didn't get to him. So I wanted to go to him now. Ryan, talk right into that telephone. Yeah, he's got a bad cell phone. We'll try him later if he can get to a good spot because he's been trying to get in so long. But Mike in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to talk about the timing of Holder's resignation and what they're trying to accomplish and or avoid. Do you think that Obama is trying to push through another AG before the Republicans take over the Senate?
Exactly, and then they'll have to have the controversy of getting rid of one when the new administration comes in. I think they're putting in fresh meat. Holder has been battered and tarnished with all the scandals he's been caught in, and he's in his contempt of Congress hearings right now, so that investigation goes forward. So just like they got rid of Big Sis, she has outlived her usefulness like toilet paper.
Well, now it came out the other day also that Justice Ginsburg has refused to resign. Do you think they're looking for another Supreme Court nominee?
Oh, of course. They want to get a new, young person to officiate gay weddings in there, like Kagan. I mean, that's important. That soon you'll be able to call the Supreme Court to officiate your gay wedding in D.C. And so they've got to have just a lineup of Janet Reno clones. I think they should literally clone Janet Reno and make all nine of them 6'3", giant cousin it, hunchback, weird cave trolls that chase skirts around D.C. I think, you know, it's not that I'm even against lesbians, folks, but it's discriminatory that an ugly white woman with a commando haircut, you know, that's all you can have now as federal judges or the Supreme Court. Listen, Elena Kagan actually starred in the new Batmans that came out in the 90s, the first remakes, as the Penguin. Can we pull up Mayor Cobblepot or whatever his name is? Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Elena Kagan, I joke about clones and I shouldn't do it, and it's wrong. And it's tasteless. But it's not funny what they did. They stole Danny DeVito's genetic blueprint and crossed it with Janet Reno and created Elena Kagan. She's not a real person. She's not 48 years old or whatever they say she is. She's actually a genetic splice programmable creature and actually... can we show folks a shot of Elena Kagan of her TV viewers? I mean, just type in the Penguin. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, it is uncanny. Uncanny. Okay, this is satire, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else, sir? I apologize.
At least Janet Reno deported Elian Gonzalez.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know about Janet Reno when she was a prosecutor, what she got caught doing, right? It was even in the Miami papers. You know about her?
I lived there then, but...
So you know about the little kids?
Not exactly.
Well, sir, I'm sorry that I've been in satire mode today, but that was serious about her and the 13-year-old girl in the back of the car covered in vomit. Reno so drunk and on pills she couldn't even talk when the state police found her. But that got swept under the rug. Anything else, sir?
No, that's it, Alex.
God bless you. Thanks for putting up with me. Richard and others, your calls are straight ahead, as well as Ryan if his phone works.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
DNA Force. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. DNA Force. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. DNA Force. We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my super male vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This earlier today, and then sure enough, the Daily Caller wrote a story about it. Actually, it was Rush Limbaugh. Holder may be resigning so Obama can nominate him for Supreme Court. And, you know, I think that's actually smart. It's bold. he could sit over cases about him and would probably not recuse himself. Totally criminal. They would do it. See, because it's all about being over the top. It's all about just rubbing our faces in it and saying we're racist if we don't want to turn our guns into Eric Holder with all his bodyguards. What a bunch of disconnected weirdos, all their political correctness. You don't like me because I'm black, and you don't like Kagan because she's a lesbian. No, I don't like Kagan because she's another authoritarian dirtbag with bodyguards that wants my guns. And was involved in all sorts of corruption and bizarre court cases, violating people's rights. She's an authoritarian. And I think it's discriminatory now that you can only have lesbian women in charge of things in government. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to your show about for a year and a half now. I just like to say that I'm actually taking a major in information technology over at a major technology college over here in Pennsylvania. Now, I've seen a growing trend of the NSA and other institutions trying to recruit people within the field of IT in order to...
Oh, yeah, there's a giant Manhattan Project on steroids program just where everything will be the NSA or these agencies. And just ubiquitous spying at every level.
Yeah, and it's definitely disconcerting because I'm even seeing it going into cultural Marxism, trying to get women who don't even want to get into STEM majors in order to recruit them to build these giant databases for the NSA and everything.
Oh, yeah, when I bring up women, it's because the secret documents just came out with the video game makers, Sony and Microsoft, being advised by, quote, top feminists. There's an article out today about, in a study, women want a man that makes money. Well, now the men are being phased out to have jobs, and any state-run system is trying to put women in charge of things, but only to break up any human community. And then they tell women, carry out this authoritarianism because it empowers women. Or, you know, we need women for the NSA. Join the NSA. You know, you'll violate people's rights. That'll show the men. And so, yes, it's an attempt to totally scramble the culture, not to empower women. And so they sell it all as, you know, it's girls against the guys and vice versa. And then the women are 45 desperately trying to get a guy. And, you know, but she's just not happy with the construction worker husband. You know, she's making 200 grand a year. He's making 50 grand a year. And, you know, she wants a man, but at the same time, she wants to boss him around, but it doesn't satisfy her. So then she goes and gets a pet that does whatever, you know, she says, and then she hates him. And then she goes out and gets her a woman, and that doesn't satisfy her. And then she's 60, and then, you know, she doesn't have kids, doesn't have jack squat. But, hey, she worked for the government. She's powerful. Yay. I hear you. Good to hear from you, Richard. Ben in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
First of all, I just wanted to say, I know he doesn't understand yet, but happy birthday. My son's 1 year old today. Very healthy, Clemson, everything, and he's not vaccinated because I'm deeply racist.
You know, the word son is a little bit politically incorrect, like American flags are, or brown bags are racist in Seattle, so let's just not call him, let's be gender neutral. You have a human resource bot, 1 year old, being scheduled for programming for unification with the great mothership of the great state. Oh, eugenics, I love you, Obama.
Exactly. My offspring is 1 year old today.
Offspring, it's the state's. MSNBC said so, and a black woman said it, so it's racist if you don't agree. The state runs the kids. Racist, white scum. Go ahead, sorry.
Absolutely, no problem. So first of all, I was down in Austin a few months ago, and on our trade publication, I was at the American Association of Physics and Medicine conference, and in our trade publication that month, it said that nanosilver particles actually fight cancer. So documented scientific research.
I don't care what scientific research says. Okay, the polar bears can't swim. They're all dead. Al Gore said so. Silver does not help anything. It does nothing to fight microbes. Nothing.
Conspiracy theory.
Yes, anything else?
Conspiracy theory.
Yes.
And I also wanted to say, speaking of people who look like other people, Dianne Feinstein, I think she was in Kindergarten Cop. She was the villain in Kindergarten Cop. And every
well, you know, I saw a horse's butt one time that looked like Dianne Feinstein. I'm serious. I'm not trying to be mean here. I mean, it was a dead horse in the ditch, and those flies all over the place. I'm sorry. I was having a flashback to Dianne Feinstein. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you very much.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone apps at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative to destroy Planet TV.
You got
to
set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning. Amarillo's on my mind.
Well, according to FBI crime statistics at FBI.gov, no one died in 2012 in Sandy Hook. It shows no homicides in that town. And that story by Adan Salazar is online at InfoWars.com. We'll put that on screen, show some screenshots of those statistics for TV viewers. Again, radio listeners can go there and pull that up for themselves. But Wolfgang W. Halbig was a state police officer, then a customs enforcement officer, and then he went on to head up major university security, and then he runs one of the biggest school security, both college but also K through 12 security programs. and he's been featured before going public questioning Sandy Hook on Dateline NBC, Good Morning America. I'm not going to go over it all, but he really is a leading expert. When we started seeing him speak out in the last year, we went and checked into him. And Facebook.com/SandyHookJustice or SandyHookJustice.com. And he has gone up there. He has investigated. I want him to briefly recap. And by the way, if he wants a bunch of business, this is the opposite way to do it with government contracts to go and stir all this trouble up. And he's explained, I mean, he's been visited by the feds. He's been threatened. And that's when he really turned the heat up. So as an investigator, he knows when people are acting scared. They told him, they said, just stop looking. You need to quit looking, buddy. If there wasn't something there, they'd just laugh at him. And you look at the videos of the kids walking in circles in and out for the news cameras, and they come right out a minute later, and it's the same ones. And, you know, they catch an anti-terrorism guy out in the bushes and say they didn't. And no, emergency helicopters were sent. And you've got the green screens with Anderson Cooper's nose disappearing, and it just goes on and on, on and on, on and on. Perfect timing. You got Bloomberg sending the email out the day before to get ready for a big event. That's mainstream news. But now, and again, we're going to pull the article up and put it on screen. In fact, if you scroll down, guys, I'll give them the headline. Thank you. FBI says no one killed at Sandy Hook. Agency publishes crime report showing zero murders occurred in Newtown in 2012, even though that happened in December. And that's from the FBI crime statistics, which are unusually accurate. They're some of the best statistics out there. Don't believe me, just look into it, because they're compiled locally. Now, you could say it's a mistake, but it just adds to everything. And Wolfgang has been back up there. He's doing a serious investigation. He's been getting stonewalled, but has learned a lot. So, Wolfgang, recap the basic anomalies. And then give us what happened in your new investigation, and then let's talk about this new piece of evidence. Is it important, or can we get a response from the FBI? Thank you, Wolfgang, for joining us.
Well, you know, I did get a response. I called the New Haven FBI offices, and their response is, well, they've been asked by the Connecticut State Police not to put those numbers on their data sheet. Now, When has the state police ever told the FBI what to do? I mean, that's just unheard of. And, you know, you got to remember President Obama called the director, Robert Mueller, in those days, and he told Director Mueller to take direct charge of the investigation at Sandy Hook. Now, today, because people have the courage to share this data with us, can you imagine no murders in Newtown in the year 2012? The FBI has to keep accurate records. They keep it for the whole country. Why do they do that? Because that's how the federal government allocates grant monies to states so they can fight violence. Now, here, Sandy Hook, they've already got over $200 million. For what? There's nobody who died in 2012 in Newtown.
Incredible. What do you think's going on here? And then let's get into your new evidence, your second leg of your investigation.
Well, I think the big thing is that, you know, I forgot about it. I mean, I'm a FEMA-trained person. I really forgot about the Homeland Security under, there was a Senator Lieberman. He's the one that was in charge of putting FEMA and Homeland Security under one umbrella, and they came up with this word capstone. Alex, the American people need to wake up and listen to what these exercises are. If Homeland Security, FEMA, capstone exercise, it starts at the White House, at the president's desk, goes all the way to Congress, to the Attorney General, down to the FBI, all the way to the local government. It is a whole community event. And I think that's what happened at Sandy Hook. That's why when I just did a workshop with 200 school board members, and you know what they asked me? Well, how does the whole community involved in this? How in the world can you get a community that engaged? It's a capstone event. There's so much money now flowing into Newtown. It's unbelievable.
And if you've got control of the FBI and the agencies and the media, that you get them all involved in the corruption up front. It only involves really a few of the main controllers, maybe I would guess 100 people or so, and then everybody kind of saw the kids and saw a simulation just like the Boston bombing. I mean, I had a former super high-level CIA guy who ran foreign operations on Steele last week, And he said, bottom line, and not just from the evidence, but from his sources, he said Boston and Sandy Hook were staged. Dr. Steve Pachinik ran the Camp David Accords, wrote the books with Tom Clancy. He's the Jack Ryan character. He's been in combat situations at least 10 times. And he said day one it was staged. I mean, these are heavy hitters saying this. Pachinik ran psychological warfare for the CIA, basically, in the Pentagon. He was above it from the State Department. Anybody that knows the State Department runs those, runs the Army, you name it. That's where the actual orders come from. I've got a cousin in Black Ops, and he said, your show is absolutely accurate. Our orders come from the State Department, not even from the Pentagon. And so I knew it stunk. I mean, why would Anderson Cooper turn and be a green screen and his nose disappear? Why would they have kids going in and coming out clearly staged? I just didn't. Early on, I said, well, they had to have killed somebody. I mean, this doesn't make sense. Then parents come out and start laughing and then turn to the camera and cry. I mean, this stinks to high heaven. This is what you do. Tell us why you question up front, recapping for new listeners, and then get into, I know you went back and visited recently, and tell us what happened.
Well, you know, the big thing that we found is we actually found the only footage, live footage, shot by a helicopter. It's the only footage, Alex, that has a time stamp on it. When you see the people chasing each other in the woods, remember, that's what CNN really did. They try to hook everybody, and they're showing these people running and running into the woods because guess what? They announced that a teacher just reported seeing two shadows running by the gym. Well, Alex, that footage was not shot till 12:23 in the afternoon. Now, why would you chase somebody in the woods after lunch? The school was safe and secure by 10:35. These are all scripted events. These were events that were specially shot, filmed, choreographed for CNN to have fun with it.
Absolutely, and we caught them with the blue screen, and CNN's been caught faking stuff before. But let's go back to the beginning as a top. I mean, you got to be in the top five on-record experts on school security in the country. You buy into it at first. I mean, I remember you saying that, and then you start to have questions.
I bought into it. But you know what? When I woke up is when I realized there were no trauma helicopters. They at Hartford, they could have put trauma doctors knowing that
you got a bunch of kids shot. You don't even ask questions. Default helicopters launch.
They're gone. You know what? And the thing is, I even called LifeStar. What upset LifeStar is they never got a call even asking them to stand by. And then you know, and who announced who said that all these children and teachers are dead within 11 minutes? That's unheard of.
Sounds like Breitbart. Within 1 hour of him going to the hospital, they announced he was dead, natural causes.
Yeah, but who does that for children? You know, the pediatric protocols tell us that if you have a child who's shot at home or in the school, boy, you transport him and you get him to the hospital as quickly as possible. That never happened. And then we're, like you said, we're the 600 other kids. We can't find 600 kids. Where are they?
I mean, why did they tear the school down? Why didn't they let anybody in? Why are they keeping all the records so secret?
Well, I think because, you know, people forget. On the headlines in the Hartford Courant, they showed where Sandy Hook was loaded with toxic. It was a toxic waste dump. Alex, it's a toxic waste dump. Who would send their children to that kind of school? And that school, based on the photographs by the crime scene technicians from the Connecticut State Police, it is the filthiest, the most deplorable school that I, as a principal, have ever seen.
Sure, it was only used as a cutout. It had been closed until right before they reopened it for this event.
And that's why when I do my FOIA request, one of the things I've learned as an administrator, show me the work orders beginning May the 1st through December the 13th, 2012.
Show me the custodial. Show me that there's nothing. It's a cutout.
There's nothing. And for 15 months, Alex, the school board refuses to call me back. They refuse to answer the questions. I've spent over $15,000 trying to get FOIA requests answered. And guess what? Not one response.
Yeah, why don't they just release it and shut you up?
I'd go away.
You know, I don't want this to have ever happened, but I wish it was real instead of fake. That is 100 times more scary.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you right there. I wish it was real. I wish I would just go away. It's affected my entire family. It's affected my lifestyle. I do this for a living. And, you know, when people ask me, I've got to tell them the truth about what happened. I was at Columbine. We learned active shooter training. I see nothing in Sandy Hook that even remotely looks close.
In fact, I was looking you up. That's why you were on Good Morning America and all this stuff. Didn't you help develop everything we see today?
Yes, emergency management plan. We came out with the first color-coded emergency plan. We sold it across the country. Even where Obama sends his kids, Sidwell friends, they actually bought this emergency management plan from me. And, I mean, now they have Secret Service, of course, but... I've been in 1,000 different school districts all across the country.
And let me guess, coming out with something, I bet this has cut into your business.
It has. I've been black.
See, you're the perfect witness. You got this great record, national expert. You see it. You have integrity. You tell the truth. And I bet it got you blackballed. But didn't get you blackballed with God, though. The parents out there that appreciate you and all the gun owners that appreciate you. Because this was clearly their PR false flag. Listen. Obama has been caught at least 6 times staging fake shootings, fake bombings, and chemical attacks. It's even been in the BBC that NATO and Turkey were involved staging false flags. This is mainstream news. So if they'll stage false flags or launch a chemical attack that kills civilians to blame Assad and the army, would they stage something in America to get our guns? You'd have to be – if they'd stage – Fast and furious that they admit killed 2,000-plus Mexicans, over 100 law enforcement in Mexico, at least 6 law enforcement in this country, 2 of them Border Patrol. To blame the Second Amendment, as CBS News found the secret documents leaked by good members of the ATF, if they would do that, would they stage this? Wolfgang.
Can I tell you what? If we allow this to stand and if we don't challenge it, who's going to be next? What are they going to do next to us? And I think this government thinks people are not smart enough to figure it out. And I thank God that you're there, Alex, because you've got the voice and you can reach people. I'm disappointed in the NRA. I've asked them for financial help, donations, so we can file our first civil lawsuit. If you were in my house today, Alex, I'll show you all the evidence that 2 Connecticut state troopers gave to me. They showed me the script they used on that day. They used a script. And there's a company
Let's stop right there. The amount of evidence you've gotten and you've been threatened. Recap the threats and then tell you what those state troopers gave you.
Well, the threats are, you and I would never be talking if they didn't send those 2 homicide investigators. And I'm going to tell you what, they threatened me. They said if I don't stop asking questions about Sandy Hook, the Connecticut State Police were coming to my home and they're going to arrest me. Then I had 2 deputy sheriffs come to my house telling me that the Newtown police chief wants to know when I'm coming to Newtown. And then they asked if I owned any handguns. I said, it's none of y'all's business. And then I got a phone call from the sergeant from the Southbury Police Department telling me that I never, ever need to call the Chatfield Porta Potty Company again and asking who ordered the porta potties, when were they ordered, and who paid for them. They said, stop harassing the porta potty company. That's public record. This paid for with taxpayer dollars.
They're trying to block your investigation.
Every step. And I think, Alex, we do have a solution, and I just hope people would help me. I was hoping the NRA would help us. I was hoping Larry LaPrat would step up. And the civil lawsuit is going to expose it. And
we're going to talk about that in the next segment, but let's get into what these state troopers gave you.
Well, the state trooper showed me where the script is within the 11,000-page document. You know, the Sandy Hook Commission the governor appointed, they actually called this 11,000-page document the biggest data dump that the Connecticut State Police and Stephen Sudensky, the Danbury State Attorney, they created the biggest data dump. It doesn't make any sense. You'll spend the rest of your life trying to read it to try to understand it.
Sure. I mean, that's a tactic in depositions is to dump so much on people they can't.
And they did. And they dumped it. So when I flew up to Hartford, Connecticut, I met with 2 Connecticut troopers. And they trusted me because they were in my class. I was their instructor in 2002. And they said, Wolfgang, we don't like what they're doing in Connecticut. They're corrupt. It's nothing but corruption in Connecticut. And you know what? They don't work up there anymore. They quit after we met. They're tired of it. They're scared. They've got families. They've got kids. But, dear God, they told me about Capstone. They told me about the scripts. They showed me where the evidence is. They showed me the pictures about Shannon Hicks and how she could not have taken those pictures on that day. I mean, thank God these guys trusted me.
And as you dig deeper, what else are you discovering?
Well, I again... what we're discovering is that sworn affidavits by Connecticut police officers, they're actually lying under oath. Now, being a former state trooper, I'm going to tell you, Alex, I would never do that. I am not going to put my family at risk and lie on an affidavit to please who? You know, I think maybe they've got immunity. Somebody must have done something to where these guys are so cocky, they could care less. They don't return phone calls. But I tell you what, there are 16 Connecticut state troopers who lied under sworn testimony. And I can prove that because, Alex, picture this. 16 of them said they crawled through that shot-out glass window on December 14, 2000.
You can see the window that nobody's crawled through it, and nobody could because it was shattered glass. It would all fall.
Right. It's 42 and a third inches high, 35 and a third wide. There are these SWAT teams and Connecticut. These are big guys with their weapons.
Midgets couldn't go through there without knocking it down.
All right. So now what do we have? We have 16 people with sworn affidavits who outright lie, which is a felony. Now, guess what? What do we do with that? We need to take them. This should be enough evidence to start a grand jury. I just need help. I need a voices. I need help. And now with the FBI data showing that there are no murders in Newtown, I mean, come on. This is common sense.
Incredible. We're going to come back and talk about how folks can support you. And I do want to send some reporters up there with you as part of an investigation soon. Wolfgang is our guest, SandyHookJustice.com, supporting. He has a lot of courage and a sterling record. He's putting it all on the line to expose what we all know is pure bull.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
By the way, our flagship ship product that's so hard to get. We haven't been out of it for 12 months. A small portion of it has gotten in and will sell out in the next day or so, probably quicker. But if you want to get DNA Force and other InfoWarsLife.com products, InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase helps fund this whole operation, and it takes a lot of money to run an independent operation. We're not taxpayer-funded like NPR or MSNBC that most folks don't know is partially taxpayer-funded. We get zero taxpayer money, ladies and gentlemen. It's all free will. And a product I'm really proud of with the winter coming up and all the stuff that's going on is Lung Cleanse. Go read about this product. It's so easy to use. Three shots in the mouth and then inhale. A little bit then goes down the lungs. Amazing. InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Going back to Wolfgang W. Halbig, one of the top school safety experts in the country, who just looked at this and says the whole school is a cutout. It's completely staged, and you add all the other evidence to it. It's really overwhelming. Wolfgang, talk about how you can file a civil lawsuit here, where your investigation's going, but also how people support you, and how did they think they'd get away with something this big, this brazen, this obvious? And I think it's been a bloody nose to them, and I saw national polls where a large group of people don't believe it. Videos all over the web with tens of millions of views apiece in some cases, showing the evidence it's a hoax. I think this teaches them not to stage stuff.
Well, now, you know, for the first time, Alex, we actually have the script. And there's a company called Obsidian that works out of Washington, D.C. Now, that is probably one of the most powerful organizations you need to check out, because they're writing all of the scripts. You know, whenever FEMA or Homeland Security has a major crisis or problems, Benghazi, these people are out there writing the scripts.
Funny name, you know, Obsidian means black.
Well, can I tell you what? Now, they're a scary group, and you need to check them out. They wrote the script for Sandy Hook. And when you read the script, you've got lead actors, you got supporting actors. I mean, everything falls into place. You don't even see the chief of police, the captain, and four lieutenants. You don't hear a word from any of those until an hour and a half into the shooting event.
Sure, I want to be clear about Obsidian, though, because I've heard of the group, but I'm not saying they've done anything. It is creepy. It's a black pyramid, their symbol. But if you expand on all this, it's like Hollywood's been asked to write scripts that the CIA later uses in real operations. So they're writing the main scripts, and then they're getting picked up. I mean, that doesn't prove that they somehow were involved just because they wrote the script, right?
Well, I'm not saying. I can't prove that they did exactly that. But when you look at Obsidian, I saw their name in the 11,000 pages, and that's where I tied them together. Now, how did the word Obsidian show up in that type of police report? I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
It's a super creepy name, super creepy symbol.
Well, when you look at management staff of Obsidian, that's a powerful group of people. Their pictures are posted, their backgrounds, that's a very powerful group.
Well, I know this. I've seen CNN and others run hoaxes. I've seen the White House do it, and it's getting more blatant. So I think something would be wrong with us not to question all these. And then you look at the green screens and just the lies and the fake videos. And you're really sure, though, nobody died? It was a total cutout.
I'm telling you, nobody died. And you know why? I'm going to tell you this. I've been a school administrator for 30-some-odd years. When I have a child with a broken arm, or I've got a fight on the school bus, or a child's been stabbed or shot, the first thing we get ready for are lawsuits. Alex, if there would have been just two or three lawsuits filed by the parents or loved ones who lost someone that day at Sandy Hook, I'd go away.
Oh, there'd be 100 lawsuits right now. I didn't even think of that. Well, there's no lawsuits. It's like a Manhattan Project simulation hoax. I only 5 more minutes. Overdrive info.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.